Notice what it said. When he's preaching, did miracles, verse 7 says, unclean spirit cried with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with the palsy, and they that were lame were healed, and there were great joy in the city. You don't start having great joy when sadness and sorrow stay there. Amen. Something must have happened good. He said the lame were walking. The palsy, people that were crippled, they began to walk. And what else? And the evil spirit left their body. And there were great joy in the city. And people got, and then in verse 12 says, when they got saved, praise God, that they sent for Peter and John to come down and pray for them.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
And when they prayed for them, they received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Jesus said, out of his own mouth when he started his ministry, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Luke 18. This is Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. What is the gospel? Good news. Life from God. What kind of life? Zoe life. The God kind of life. What God kind of, what is in the God kind of life? Everything you need.
Yes.
Everything you need.
Yes.
Spirit, soul, body,
yes.
Physically, financially, socially, everything that has to do with life. Jesus said, God has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news. To do what? He sent me to heal the broken heart. What did life do? It heals the broken heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It preached deliverance. He sent me to preach deliverance to the captive. What did life do? Set the captive free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What did life do? He sent me to recover the sight of the blind. What did life do? He gave the blind their sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent me to set at liberty to them that are bruised. What did life do? It set those free that's been bruised and hurt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And then Luke record again how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How who? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he anoint Jesus of Nazareth? With the Holy Ghost and with power. He was anointed with what? The Holy Ghost and with power. What are we anointed with? Holy Ghost and power. What are we anointed? Why are we anointed with the Holy Ghost and power? To preach life. Tell the sinner, you don't have to stay lost. Tell the sick, you don't have to stay healed. Tell the sick. Tell the sinner you don't have to stay sick. Tell the one that's broke you don't have to be busted anymore. Hallelujah. Why? Because he has given us life. Jesus went about, he was anointed by God, and he went about preaching. He went about healing. He went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Hallelujah. I said, for God was with him, because the life of God is on the inside of us that's born again. And as we feed on the word, as the word of God is received into our spirit, we continue to increase in life. Life became that. Matter of fact, John says it like this. He said, the thief coming not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it how? More abundantly. That means you will have an overflow of life. He wants you to have abundance of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that Jesus on the inside of us, now that we are born again, Romans 8:11 said, but the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? In you. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised who? Christ from the dead shall also do what? quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwelleth in you. It is out of the spirit come life. Are you hearing me? Out of the spirit of God. And if Christ is in you, he is that anointing. That life comes. And that life not only gives you life in your spirit, but it quickens your mortal body. Healing comes out of your spirit. I'm going to say it again. That's why you want the word in. Healing comes out of your spirit and quicken your mortal body. Healing is in the spirit. Hallelujah. Life is in the spirit. If healing is in the spirit, then prosperity is in the spirit. Then finance is in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you mean? God gives wisdom how to get wealth.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. God shows us how to get. He gives us wisdom and he gives the ability to get wealth. How do you get it? Because God is the God of increase.
Amen.
I said, God is the God of increase. Amen. That's healing. It comes out of our spirit. If you want to prosper, you know why many saints don't prosper? Because they try to follow the world and they get in the world system, and the world system will keep you busted, keep you under, and control you. Come on now.
Yeah.
And it'll keep you to control you. You think Satan going to let you prosper and do good so you can preach the gospel under his system and you working against him? That's the reason why they got all these gadgets. Make it easy for you to get in it. And you can't hardly get out of it once you get in it. Anybody ever been there? You know, like a credit card? If you don't know how to use it, it can credit you.
Yeah.
It can control you.
Uh-huh.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is why Satan don't want you to understand that there is another system.
Yeah.
There's a kingdom system.
Yeah.
There's a way to prosper in the kingdom.
Yeah.
He gives you wisdom how to go in this world system. And God wants you to make money. A lot of people say, well, you know, if the rich, they start talking about the rich man, you know, it's hard. Jesus said it. You know why he said it's hard for a rich man in the kingdom? Because he had money had him in Jesus, didn't he?
Right.
But when you got Jesus and money is just a tool, ain't no problem. Amen. To you, but when it become your God, yeah, you got a problem. But this world system is set up to keep the Christian under control, the believer. I believe with all my heart. That's why he told us. And we sit here right now, give the glory to God with no pressure whatsoever. He said, build this building debt free. I know it's not complete, but I tell you one thing. It's debt free.
Come on,
yes, sir. We don't owe a dime on it.
Yeah.
Huh? But what if we took out the loan that it would cost us to build it, like $2 million? And what if we had, what kind of monthly payment would we have been making? You think we just gonna pay back the principal? Huh?